You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and live in the studio we have Christian and Caleb from the band The Infatuations, who are going to be part of Concert of Colors this coming Saturday night at Orchestra Hall in downtown Detroit. How you doing, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. How are you?
We can. Good, thanks.
Oh, wow. That is about the clearest I've heard anybody since they've come into this show, since I've started anyway. Good
All
deal.
Right. We'll give it up for Alan. Thanks, Alan.
All right. Okay. We got lots of great stuff to do this hour. You guys are going to do some acoustic tracks for us. We're going to play some tracks from your brand new CD just out a few weeks ago, Detroit Block Party. And we're going to talk about all the many great things that are coming up for your band then.
All right, man. Sounds good to me.
Okay, you want to start out with a number then?
Yeah, we're going to play a song that's on the record. This song is the second track on the record. It's called Dancing on My Knees.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
I started thinking we'd be better off alone, 'cause it feels like I'm dancing on my knees.
Oh, 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 yeah.
I'm too familiar with your tired alibis, baby. You make me crazy with your dirty little lies, 'cause it feels like I'm dancing on my knees.
Drop one more time. Can we get back all that we fell before? Could you make up your mind? Yeah. My hands are shaking and my body's saying no, baby. I'm sick of crawling, wanna get up off the floor, 'cause it
feels like I'm dancing on my knees.
Oh, 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 yeah, I think I need a little guitar. Hey, uh-huh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah, oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, tell me, baby, should we try one more time? Can we get back all that we fell before? Could you make up your mind? Yeah. Ooh.
You're always tripping when I call you on the phone, baby. I'm sick of calling, wanna get up off the floor.
Thank you, guys.
Sounding really good, gentlemen.
Thank
you. Coming through really good.
Sorry for punching the microphone.
That's okay. That's all right. Dancing on My Knees. Okay. Any origin to that song? Or?
Yeah, that song is, you know, you ever been in one of those relationships where you can't do anything right no matter what you do? You're just getting cut off at the knees. Like, you know, sky is blue. No, it's not. So on and so forth. So, you know, it's a, you know, kind of relationship situation in that sense, that you could apply it towards a romantic relationship, even a friendship, family, whatever you want to apply it to.
Even
you
just work
feel like you get cut off no matter what you do.
Yeah, no, I think every human being on the planet could relate to that one. Definitely. All right. So you gentlemen had a big show a couple of days ago. You opened up the Tigers game, huh?
Yeah, Tuesday we played at Comerica Park. The Tigers played against the L.A. Dodgers, and we sang in front of third base right before the game started. And we did four of our own songs, acoustic.
Four? Okay.
And it's a good time.
Wow.
It's kind of an interesting process from a technical aspect. Mm-hmm. They have an 88 millisecond delay from the time you say something in the microphone to the time it hits a speaker.
Okay.
So that can get really distracting live, so we brought a little headphone preamp and made our own little monitoring system that we had on the field for us and did a little band practice headphone rehearsal. Mm-hmm. It worked out fantastic. It was like we had our own isolation. We heard it in live time instead of coming back.
Wow.
But watching video back from it, where you can hear where stuff starts to get a little chaotic because you're hearing live and the slap back.
So it's like one of those watching one of those films on TV or foreign film.
Exactly.
Sound is off.
And Caleb's had to do the national anthem a couple of times. What, three times you've done it there where he's been, you know, you got to fight that, you know. So then you add, you know, a few more members and then more people singing and instruments, and it could get chaotic and pretty crazy. So that was kind of neat, you know, mm-hmm. just a little different thing that you don't expect to run into.
Wow. And then that. To play for such a large audience, although Caleb's done it before a couple of times, but that's what, about 40,000 people, something?
I think at capacity they're about 40, and it was, I think, you know, when we started there was, you know, it was people were coming in. By the time we finished, though, it was pretty full looking. So pretty quickly it started filling up. So that's kind of neat. You look around like, wow, that's a lot of people.
That had to be fun. All right.
That was very cool.
And then,
definitely, yeah, what would we say? That's a career highlight for sure. Right?
Yeah.
You can't just nod. You have to say, yeah, right. This is radio. But you gentlemen are playing Saturday night with the Don Was Review. And you're going to be doing a Bob Seger song?
Yes. Yeah, so the 7th annual Don Was All-Star Review is a reinterpretation or, you know, basically a bunch of different bands playing one track off Live Bullet in the order of the album sequence.
Okay.
So it's pretty neat.
Are you allowed to divulge which one that is?
Well, I was going to say no, but then the Free Press, you know, put out a story today where they said what we're playing. They're not allowed to say what all the bands are playing, but they were allowed to give a hint to a couple bands. So we're playing Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Oh, excellent.
So that's pretty neat. So we're pretty excited about that. And we got to rehearse with Don today, and it was cool. He's a neat, really neat guy.
He seems like it. I mean, to be able to get along with that many different musicians, he's produced a lot of wonderful people over the years, including Seger.
Yeah, Seger, the Stones. I mean, that guy's got a heck of a resume. So it's just an honor to be in his presence, for one, and then to, you know, be a part of his show. I think we're still a little in shell shock from this.
You'll get over it, though. That'll be another career highlight, I would imagine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, today was pretty mind-blowing just being in the room with that guy and, like, this is Don Was. Like, you kind of think about that for a second. You're like, whoa.
The Don Was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't we play the first track off your new one, Detroit Block Party. And this is a track called Tonight We Celebrate.
So Tonight We Celebrate, that is a, Caleb, what kind of song would you call this? It's a good time party song, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a celebration song. It's the opening song to the album. So it sets the tone for the rest of the album. Just put it in and let it play.
See, and this could be like the hook of this song. I could see after the Tigers score or win a game or the Red Wings, Tonight We Celebrate, the chorus gets played and the, you know how they play the music back at a game.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully somebody in that camp is listening and they want to do that.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a listen. We'll see.
What's up, everyone? If you came to party, came to the right place. So what I need you to do is grab your partner, get on the floor. Hey, yo, Wolf, why don't you play a little song for the people? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to sing a little something for you. Get up! goes something like this.
That is The Infatuations, Tonight We Celebrate, from their latest CD, Detroit Block Party, on Acid Groove Records. And in the studio, we have two members of the band, The Infatuations, Christian and Caleb, and they're here to play a couple of tunes for us and talk about their music and such. All right, let's see, what was I going to say? You guys got a lot of upcoming shows here.
We have quite the summer ahead of us.
And forgive me, my older eyes, I can barely read these.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
That's okay. It's not your fault. It's everything around nowadays. CD covers, liner notes, all the writing is so tiny now. It's not meant for younger people. It's like, wait a minute, some people older listen to music still.
Everybody's trying to save on ink.
That's what it is. So why don't you start us out, coming up on the 17th, Royal Oak?
So, you know, we're doing a concert of colors with the Don Was All-Star Review this Saturday at Orchestra Hall downtown at 8 p.m. And then next Thursday, we'll be in Royal Oak for the Royal Oak Concert Series, which is just taking place, I think it's like on the street outside Noir Leather, kind of in that area downtown. So it's an, you know, outdoor community show. And then on the 19th, on the 18th, we're at Founders Fest in Farmington, and we hit the stage about 3 o'clock there. And then on the 19th, we're at the Epic event in Brighton. And then on the 22nd, we're at the Crowfoot with Orgon, and that's an awesome funk and soul band that's out of San Francisco, California. And there's a local band out of Ann Arbor, Ipsy area called Third Coast Kings that are playing that night, too. So that's good. We're really looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun.
And they're also playing the Concert of Colors, aren't they?
They are. They are. I believe they're playing on the new Center Park stage, I believe.
Yeah, it's called the Wolverine Outdoors, like across the street.
Yep.
Kind of kitty quarter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic band. We've done probably three or four shows with those guys, and we definitely call them band brothers.
All right.
And then we get to head out of town a bit this year, too. Like, you know, the neat thing we're doing at the end of July, we're doing the 10-year anniversary party for Campus Martius Park. Then we're going to Battle Creek on the 1st of August. We're on the 2nd of August. We're playing the after party of the Traverse City Film Festival right after Michael Moore gives a speech.
Oh, interesting.
So we just picked that up. That's pretty neat. And Dearborn Homecoming, which August 3rd.
Wow. We're going to see each other again then.
We are playing, we're closing it up, 8:30 Sunday night, 8:30 to 10.
Okay.
And we'll have local Dearborn guy Pat Brennan on keys too.
Yeah, two of the biggest shows that we hang out at, WHFR that is the Concert of Colors and the Dearborn Homecoming.
Oh, neat.
In fact, we have our own booth, and we every year we purge some of our music. I mean, eventually it gets to the point where it gets to a certain age, and we got to make room for the new stuff.
Yep.
So we put it, for a donation, you can buy all these records that we've been playing on WHFR over the last couple of years. And we look forward to it. We look forward to you guys playing as well.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It's going to be a fun show. We all have a lot of friends in Dearborn. I lived in Dearborn for a long time. Caleb and I both went to Henry Ford Community College here.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Not graduates, but, you know. We definitely spent some time here.
Hey, some people don't even make it that far, you know.
But, you know, as far as other gigs coming up, on the 6th of August, we're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to be at the Thunderbird Cafe. Then the 7th, we'll be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, playing at Music Fest. And if all goes well, the 8th and 9th, we'll be playing at a venue in New York. But I can't say what that is. I don't want to jinx us yet.
It doesn't really matter. We're mostly interested in the stuff in the listening area.
And then we're doing something at, August 28th. We're playing at New Center Park. We're closing up their Thursday night concert series for the season.
You're doing the last one?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
And then, you know, we're at that point, I think we're into Labor Day weekend is that weekend. So, you know, expect to see us at Arts Beats and Eats that weekend. And then the weekend after that, the 5th and 6th of September, we're actually going to be at the Black Swamp Arts Festival. We're headlining Friday night, playing the family stage on Saturday. And that's a neat festival. It's in Bowling Green, Ohio. You know, London Souls are playing, Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Pretty exciting. A lot of touring bands from around the world will be at this thing, so it'll be neat. And I think on August 29th, we just picked up a slot playing at the Toledo Music Fest with Mike Posner and David Cook.
Wow. So when
Posner, sorry, Mike Posner.
Posner, okay.
Sorry about that.
So how do you guys find time to actually do your day jobs and other family obligations?
Caleb?
No. Somehow it works out.
You're a very busy band.
Yeah, we're definitely keeping it busy. Hopefully this will be the day job next year. We'll just be on the road constantly.
I hope so too.
Talk about tonight, what we're doing tonight though.
Oh, that's right, we got to talk about tonight too. Well, we can play some more tunes, listen to some stuff. We talk about that, you know, that'll
afterwards.
That's gonna be a little, we'll talk about that one for a minute.
Okay, why don't we do a couple of tracks then? Let's do Living Here Without You and Back Again.
Okay.
Anything to say about either one, or
Caleb?
They're a good song.
So Living Here Without You, it's you know, it's an homage to Motown in a sense. It has a very Supremes type early 60s Motown vibe. With imagine like throwing a twist of Detroit garage rock or something in there, some fuzz pedals and so, you know, Motown crashed into the garage or something. Uniting them. Back Again is a song that sounds like it's out of the 50s. It's very, you know, drive-in movie theater inspired, you know, even a reference to your daddy's Oldsmobile in there. So it's one of those tunes that live we like to tell people to kind of take themselves back in time, those that can remember those things.
Not us, though. We're too young for that.
Exactly. I don't know what I've never seen a drive-in theater. I heard about this theory. I don't know if it's true or not, though. But that's what those ones are.
All right, let's take a listen.
I'll reassure myself that it's all gonna work out fine. When I your favorite record on, turn it up and sing along, dreaming that you're here with me, holding to a memory, cause I love you and I miss you, and I'm longing just to kiss you, and to hold your baby in my arms, I keep you safe, I keep you warm. I get so frustrated with just letters.
I'm gonna be mine. Got my daddy's arms, baby. Ooh, let's take it for a ride. We'll talk and we'll reminisce till I know you're back again. Can we try and give it one more chance? I need you back again.
That was Back Again. Before that, Living Here Without You. Both of them coming off the Infatuation's latest CD, Detroit Block Party, on Acid Groove Records. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. And in the studio, we have Christian and Caleb from the band Infatuations. Wow. I see what you mean there. That does take me back to the 50s.
Yeah, man.
That is the kind of stuff that my parents listened to. But I kind of grew up on that stuff. I like a lot of that stuff. I grew up, I don't know about you two, but I grew up in a family that loved music and all different kinds. I had my parents got into doo-wop. My father grew up on country and rockabilly. We're talking old school country now, like Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, that kind of thing. My grandparents liked jazz and blues. My uncle liked ethnic music, including Irish marching music, of all things.
Wild. Irish marching music. Is that like, you know, what you play at the parade?
I guess, but yeah. So I got a little bit of everything. And then I had older cousins that turned me on to the Woodstock generation when I was just a little kid.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So does that sound similar to your background at all? Or,
Yeah, I grew up being Mexican-American. My mom would always, you know, clean the house, and she put this loud Mexican music on, and I learned how to dance from that. And mm-hmm. then my dad is a singer-songwriter himself, and him and my uncles were all about the quartets and singing mm-hmm. gospel music in church. And
okay.
So, and then on top of that, my mom just, she brought me up on, like, Luther Vandross, Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, all, you know, mm-hmm. people like that. So I appreciated the R&B side as well. So,
yeah, I think that makes someone a really good musician. I mean, just, you know, sticking to one genre or one style, I don't think you really grow. I see that the kind of music that you do in the Infatuations is a good crossover. It's the kind of music that would appeal to all kinds of different people, different backgrounds, different ages.
That's like what I like to call a positive side of ADD.
Okay. All right. I can see
you
that.
You decide what you want to do, so you just do it all.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you bring in a lot more people that way.
Yeah, and I think just being from this town, too, from being growing up in the Detroit area, you just all of the different music that's come out of this town and all the different musicians you meet,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it just influences your whole life growing up. Turns you on to other things, and then you get turned on to other Detroit artists as you get older, and you're like, I can't believe I never discovered this. Yeah, even like when Rodriguez, you know, had this, you know, big
sudden
rediscovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, big rediscovery. I think even Kid Rock himself put a blog out there. He goes, I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes, I feel ashamed. He goes, I guess in the 70s we had the same issues we have these days with people just focused on the money and not the song.
I think it's worse today.
Oh, absolutely.
Far worse today than it was back in the 70s. We actually had the gentleman in from Death a couple of months ago when they headlined the Metro Times blowout. Same exact story. Why didn't they make it big back then?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, the Rodriguez thing really tripped me out just because it did so well, you know, in other countries, and but other people were making the money and not him.
Did you see the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, what was it, in South Africa? Was
it? Yeah, I think it was in South Africa and mm-hmm. Australia.
Yeah.
South Africa.
He was like the Elvis of his time.
Yeah, yeah, he was a real big deal.
And here in Detroit, Rod who?
Right, he was just a guy walking down the street with an acoustic guitar going to do some carpentry also.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty humble dude in that sense from what I hear.
Yeah. Well, speaking of influences, again, you're going to be doing a Bob Seger tune tomorrow night. Either one of you grew up on him at all? Listen to him?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, listening to, like, Live Bullet, that's, like, Friday nights in the summer at my house. I mean, like, you know, neighbors and friends are coming over to play cards. The wine was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to eat pickles and gross all my mom's friends out while they were drinking wine. You know, that's what I think of. Wine, pickles, and summer.
It's amazing the staying power that that gentleman has, because obviously you two were too little to be around when that album actually came out.
I was like 2 years
old. And to listen to it, yeah. You know, you didn't even realize it. And he'd already been at it for like 12 years or something like that when that album came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then to this day, that his music still resonates for a lot of people, even younger people. That's awesome.
Good tunes will stand the test of time.
Yep. Now, unlike the stuff that we hear on pop radio nowadays, I defy you to find one of those songs still out there, you know, being played on the radio 30 years from now.
I'm sure there's a one or two.
Maybe one or two, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Most of the stuff that's auto-tuned now, most of the stuff that's programmed, I mean, some of those so-called big artists, I won't mention a name, but the guy that said he was the biggest rock superstar in the world, I don't know if you heard about that.
I don't know.
Kanye West or
something? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he proclaimed himself that. Like, I guess he thinks he's the new Michael Jackson or Elvis or something like that.
Whoa. Who did this?
Kanye West.
Oh, really? Man, that is crazy. He's just trying to get on TV.
Again, I don't think they're going to be playing his songs in the summer on the radio 25 years from now.
It's hard to say. You never know. You ever see the movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
I'm afraid of that happening, man. I'm afraid of that. If that happens, then we will hear all kinds of terrible things.
Well,
30 years
that,
from now.
If it gets to that point, then I'm, you know.
We're running out of stuff, though, too. Think about it. Like, the record companies don't seem to be really spending any time developing artists. It's all wham, bam, what's going to stick. It's always kind of been that way, but it's even worse, right? So it's kind of scary in that sense.
It really is. Again, we're going back to Seger. I mean, he was given several years to become bigger. Now, if you don't make it first album out.
Right, and they talk about Live Bullet being kind of a pivotal album for his career. It's like, wow, maybe he can really do something, you know, after that came out. So, and he was already 12 years in. He was recorded at Kobo over two nights.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
All right. I think we're due for another acoustic tune.
Caleb, what song you want to play?
You can do, I don't know.
Want to do Taste?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So, the song Taste, first song written for the Infatuations. And it's one of those songs that, you know, you ever be somewhere and you smell something that reminds you of somebody?
Yes.
That's another thing. But
it's called a fractal memory.
Exactly. So this is in reference to that, you know, about a relationship that went away and, you know, you're trying to be into a new relationship, but you still miss the other person, situation like that. So it's called Taste.
Okay.
Get over this madness. Just don't feel like I did
I
with
said
you.
I'm done with you, baby. Yes, I am. But I miss the way you taste.
All right.
Thank you, studio audience. And if you're driving, beep.
There you go. I think I heard a couple there. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, we have Christian and Caleb from the Infatuations, and that was a track called Taste. Before I forget, and before or both of us forget, let's talk about that thing going on tonight.
So tonight at Smalls, there's a benefit taking place. It starts at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be playing a few songs. Ty Stone will be playing some tunes, Mike Leslie, Greg Beyer from After Dark Amusement Park, who plays bass for Ty Stone, Rodriguez, and a few other folks will be there playing too. And this is a benefit for a gal named Teresa DeKaiser, who's been missing since June 16th. Nobody's heard from her, no action on her cell phone, nothing. She is, I guess you call her, you know, the sister-in-law, so to speak, of Brian Riley, Ty Stone's drummer. It's okay. Brian's girlfriend's sister.
Okay.
So she's like family, you know. I mean, Brian and I played in Ty's band for about 5 years together, and so, you know, this is something that, you know, we're just trying to find where this girl is, and we need everybody's help. And so it's a great cause, 21 and up to get in, of course, you know. And it goes from 8 o'clock. It's in Hamtramck at Smalls, and it goes from 8 o'clock to about 11:30 or midnight, I believe.
Okay. And for more information, where would somebody go?
Find, like, on Smalls' Facebook page. I think okay. It's smallsbardetroit.com is their website or something along those lines. But I mean, you can find it on the Infatuations Facebook page as well. We posted it up there, but there's definitely an invite flying around across Facebook.
Okay, so that would be their best bet, probably, is go onto your Facebook page and
yes.
get all the details.
Yeah, because this just came up a couple of days ago. They just put this together, I think, on Monday or Tuesday of this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Sunday, but pretty recent.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, let's see, what else? One more, well, not one more time, but for people that might not have been listening toward the beginning, what would be the best place to get your music?
TheInfatuations.com can kind of forward you to everywhere. You can find music on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, you know, all the typical digital retailers. But as far as, you know, CDs themselves, just either you can find it on our website or at a show.
Okay. Is it available in any local shops, any mom-and-pop places? Indie?
Showtime, Detroit, downtown. At some point, it'll be in Dearborn Music, but it's just it's hard because you have to go around and consign things. It's just not like, you know, the having a distributor to do all that, so it's just hard to find the time to do all that stuff.
Okay.
But ideally, that's a store that I spent a lot of my childhood in, so I'd like to have it there.
Okay, and they are definitely one of our local mom-and-pop places. So
yeah, and
cool.
I was thinking I wasn't going to like the new location, but the layout is awesome.
Is it?
Okay. Yes, it's very cool.
I haven't checked it out yet.
Yeah, it's definitely take a trip over there. I think they're doing some cool stuff there.
Okay. All right, so to remind our listeners, you gentlemen are playing the Concert of Colors Saturday night, and that's part of the Don Was Review at Orchestra Hall, downtown Detroit on Woodward Avenue, and you're going to be doing a Bob Seger track.
Yeah, we're part of the, you know, the tribute to Bob Seger's live Bullet album. And yeah, you know, I think there's 13 bands that are part of that setup, somewhere right around there.
That sounds about right. Many artists that we're familiar with, Liz Larn, who's going to be here next week to perform live. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Yeah, and I think she did like a. I was reading an article or in the Free Press. I think she did a Kathmandu or something, like an electronic version. I'm curious to hear that.
I am definitely looking forward to that.
Yep.
She's got an amazing voice. I know the Sights are playing. Spider Turner, I believe, is his name. Let's see, Blair Elise and the Bombshells, who's also played here at Motor Live. Did I say Stephanie Christian and Nadir?
Oh, those guys are great.
From Distorted Soul. I played Stephanie earlier on from her CD. I'm trying to think. Anyway,
Dupe and the Inside Outlaws.
Yeah, I played him earlier as well. So there's
Scott Morgan.
Scott Morgan. Yeah, he's the one playing with the Sights.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yes. Not, thanks. So lots of great bands if you're interested. The Concert of Colors. WHFR is going to be down there for the entire weekend. We're going to be broadcasting live. So you and I, we're going to be running into each other, I'm sure, over the weekend, as well as some of the other WHFR DJs. So if our listeners are interested, come on down. It's at Orchestra Hall all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's a free event, so there's no reason not to come down. Lots of great music of all styles, including ethnic and world music. And Brother Wayne Kramer on Sunday night with Melvin Davis.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk with him a couple months ago. Did an interview with him. So real cool guy, real nice guy, down to earth. So looking forward to that as well.
And he's a fiver.
He's a what?
He's an MC fiver.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Love that.
Talking about Detroit roots. Doesn't get more Detroit roots than that. All right, I think I want to squeeze in three more tracks, including one more acoustic from you gentlemen. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time to play Harley Girl and Let It Ride. I think those two go together. What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think they
I like your pun.
I think they speak for themselves, so we're just going to play those two tracks and we come back. Let's do that one final acoustic track then.
Cool.
Yeah. ever come to me. I can read it in your eyes so easily. Got to show me what it is that you need. If you wanna take your time, then take your time, baby. It's been crazy lately, watching it slip away.
That is Let It Ride. Before that, Harley Girl from the Infatuation's latest CD on Acid Groove Records, Detroit Block Party. And in the studio, this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We have Christian and Caleb. Yeah, there's a lot of variety in this CD. I like it.
Thank you.
Yes. And we're just about running out of time. We got time for one more. Once more, you guys are going to be at Concert of Colors on Saturday night as part of the Don Was review, doing Ramblin' Gamblin' Man of all tunes, which is from Live Bullet from, what is that, 1976?
Yeah, that's when they cut that with 76.
God, that just seems like it was yesterday.
Or maybe they cut it in 75, came out in 76. That might be how that played
something
out.
Something like that, yeah. You guys never ended up doing seeing a show at Cobo, did you?
I did not see a show at Cobo.
I'll tell you a couple of stories after we get off the air about that. It was interesting times.
Think about it. Like Kiss Alive was cut there.
Yes.
Seeger's Live Bullet was cut there.
Yes.
And there's another live record that was cut there, too.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd did, too?
Wow.
At Cobo? Really? Man, there was somebody else that we were talking about earlier today.
That place is legendary. I mean, everybody talks about the Grandy Ballroom and the Michigan Theater, but Cobo Arena.
Frampton, where was that cut? Comes Alive. Was that cut there?
No.
No? Okay.
No, that wasn't at Cobo. But it should have been.
I mean, it's just an iconic live record. Like, when I think live records, those Live Bullet, Frampton Comes Alive, and Kiss Alive. Those are like the three that come to mind first.
Back when a live album could actually make your career, make you explode. Just all of a sudden, everybody knew who you were.
Yep.
Those days are, well, anyway. All right, so what are you going to play for us now? But first, thank you, gentlemen, for coming down here to play for us. I enjoyed myself.
Well, thanks
myself.
For having us.
Dan, thanks for having
you
us.
You enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah.
I love that.
I have multiple personalities. You'll find out about that.
I understand. I'm always arguing with my own self. I get it. Left and right brain, always fighting. I get it.
I have the same problem. Okay. What do you have for us?
This song is a song that it's in our live set. It was on the first demo EP that the Infatuations put out, but it's a song we hope to release as a B-side or, you know, on another release coming up soon. It's called So Sexy. It's very summery.
Okay, perfect.
Took me by surprise.